Okay, we're on the Samach Tes Amud Aleph from Rabbi Yochanan. Sofek Meduma Patur Min HaChala. Sofek Meduma HaNechal Mishum Dema Chayiv B'Chala. So, we mentioned in the Mishnah, we had an actual Machlokes where between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, I believe it was. Go back to the mission, you'll see it. You're on Samach Zayin on base. It says over there, let's see, the first example where Rabbi Yossi appears is, let's see, the second case, I'm trying to get the case. So the second case is Enya Dua Ezuhi Shal Truma Ezuhi Shal Chulin, right? I gotta go through the whole Mishnah, I get confused. It's talking about two kupas, one Truma and one Chulin. A saw Truma fell into one of them, we don't know which one. So then it says Enya Dua Ezuhi Shal Truma Ve Ezuhi Shal Chulin. Ochlas Achas Mehen Potter. So we said, if you don't know which one's Truma, which one's Chulin, so Rabbi Meir said you have to be machmer on two counts. A, you have to treat one like maybe it's Truma, and B, you say it's Chayev and Chala. You don't assume that it's Truma. So you got to go home both ways. Rabbi Yossi Piter. Rabbi Yossi holds your Piter from Chala. Because he feels, once you're treating it like Truma, that's it. Even if you're only treating it like Truma Luchumra, but since Truma is Potter from Chala, that if Ilohal Kaima, it's not going to work. Okay, so now Rabbi Yochanan here seems to be going in the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, because he says, Sofek Meduma, right? That's a Sof Truma fell into one of two boxes, right? If you have. See, each box, we don't know. Is it Meduma? Is it not Meduma? It could have fallen into the other box. It might fall into this box, right? So it's a suffix whether it's Meduma. So he's saying it's Pater from Chala, which is really Rabbi Yossi's Shita. But if it's suffix Dimor HaNechal, so that's when... The saw of Truma fell into one of two boxes, one Truma and the other Chulin. The Chulin box is questionable in the Meduma, because maybe the Truma fell into that box. But nonetheless, we say Shani Omer, we presume that the Truma fell into the Truma box. That was the rule, right? So that would be what we call Suffolk Meduma Suffolk Dimua Hanechal, right? So in other words, it was Suffolk Dimua. We don't know whether it's Dimua or not. And then we gave it a psak that it's eaten because we say Sha'ani Omer, the Truma fell into the Truma, and therefore the Chulin box remains Chulin and can be eaten. That one is Chayiv Chala. That's Chayiv Chala. All right. So even though Rabbi Yossi says you're part from Chala, but that's all. In other words, even though this is Lefi MS, according to the real world, in terms of it's possible that the Truma fell in there, but nonetheless, you're part.
Zahar could eat it. Of course, you have to take
Chala. I think you're right.
So I don't understand why there would be a Havamina that you wouldn't have to take Chala if it's Mutal Zarim, it's regular Chulin.
Yeah. It's just confusing to say it the way he does it. I'm having trouble connecting with the words. It's Suffolk Dimua Hanachal. That's Chulin.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Meduma and Dimua?
It's not no difference.
Why does he switch it?
Why does who switch what? Safek Dimua and Safek Dimua. Safek Meduma and Safek Dimua, the two lines, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
The English has it the same. Question Mol Meduma, question Mol Meduma. See, the English has it the same.
Why would Rabbi Yochanan change?
I have no clue. That's for someone else to handle. Okay, let's go on. The Mishnah, Shamsi will handle that question. The Mishnah says, if you have two boxes, one contains Truma, the other Chulin, and they became confused, like I am right now, and a non-Kohen ate the contents of one box, he's exempt, right? Because he says to the Kohen, Amotzi Mechavel Haraya, right? Prove that I ate the Truma and I'll pay you, but no one can prove anything. Someone else eats the other box, same din, right? If I eat both boxes, then of course I'm kind of like the smallest one. That's what it said. Now, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Dura Behudahi. Rabbi Yochanan says, this psak seems to be coming out of Rabbi Yehuda. And he's a famous case. The Sinan Taman, there's a Mishnah in where, this is in Taurus 5.5, famous Mishnah. You have two paths in the Rishus HaRabim. One path has Tuma on it, and one path is no Tuma on it. And I go, Shnei Shvilin. I go down one path with my Taurus, and you go down the other path with your Taurus. I go to the rabbi, and I say, Rabbi.
And the assumption is you touched whatever you...
Let's say it's yeah, what's that called? What?
Etzem Kisor.
Yeah, but what's the field called when you have Ovid Bakever? Beis HaPras. Beis HaPras. Beis HaPras, right. So we know somebody walked over the Tuma. So each person goes to the rabbi. This could be the same rabbi. But each person goes to him independently. So the halacha is, that's what he says over here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and this Shalub of Asachas, if they both ask together, so if both of us go to the rabbi together, you know, I'm a little shy, you know the rabbi better, I'm afraid of him, so on. You can imagine. So that you lose. You're both going to lose because now we know for sure somebody has Tuma here. Right? Tuma, Zachazeth, they go one after the other, Tarek. B.I.C. Yom, Rebekah Chovenka Tuma, it makes no difference. B.I.C. holds, what does B.I.C. hold? Bekach uvenkach. What's up, Shab? Bekach uvenkach. This is a Rishus HaRambam. So Safek Tumah b'Rishus HaRambam is Tahar. So does he disagree with that? So let's see. So the Gemara is going to say. So first, we want to understand. First, we're comparing our case of our Mishnah, right? Where I ate one box and you ate the other box. Each one of us are putter, right? From paying the Kohen. Presumably, according to Rabbi Yossi, that wouldn't be true, because just like over there he says, Benkach or Benkach, you're Tomes, and then over here too he would say, Benkach or Benkach, you should have to pay the care of the Chumash, right? Then the Gemara tries to be dolcha this. The Gemara rejects Rabbi Yochanan's assertion and says, Mamanon Kayomet. Let's take a closer look at that example of the Shnei Shvilin. If they both ask together, of course they should be tamei. No one would disagree with that. They're not arguing about that. And im bizach hazat taharin. And if they come one after the other, there should be no question. It's sofek tum b'shus ram. It should be tahar. There should not be a machlokus about that here. So now on some of Tesla base, elamat mkinan kayomen. What are we talking about? Bibalisha Allah the Al Khaveiro. I am gonna do you. You're so shy that you don't even want to come with me. I'll ask the rabbi for you. I'm going for myself anyway. I'll ask for myself and I'll ask for you. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is gonna say in this case, since I'm asking for both of us, so therefore it's gonna be Tomei. And Rabbi Huda is going to say, what? The rabbi says to him, Don't talk to me about your friend. Get out of here with your friend. You just talk about yourself. Okay, Yenta. Rabbi Yonaimer, I'm Ramlai, Sha'aldi Lach. Ask your Shiloh, the Azalach, and then get out of here. And be gone. What?
You go to traffic court and the judge says, how do you plead?
Sounds like.
It's guilty. Says, no, 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 are you sure that you're guilty? You're not guilty.
Yeah, the policeman's not
right.
Saying, no, no, no.
Right.
It's only for you.
This is a dumb thing for you to do. Don't ask about your friend. You're not doing anyone any favors. Right. Okay, so that is the machlokas. So therefore, it's once we've explained the machlokas that way, so now it's no tushtal to our case. In our case, I ate one pile and you ate the other pile, and we're not coming to ask together. That's not the case. So in our case, everybody, according to the way we're being Masber Rabbi Yossi now, he agrees to that. The only time he said his din is if he's Bolishol Alova Al Chaveiro. That's when you're Tomei. But if I'm not asking about my friend, which is our case of Truma, I ate it, and then you ate yours. And so independently, it could come out like a BIC as well. That's what the Gemara's doing, right? It's not like it's a definitive statement. It's not the same the way he translates it here, as where the two of them inquired together. All right? Very simple. Okay, now we're going to go into the next case. The next case was you had, right, two boxes. One had truma, one had chulin. They got mixed up, and I planted the contents of one of the boxes. So we don't say the geduli truma is aser, that geduli truma is mutter. And if you planted the other box, that's also geduli truma is mutter. But if I planted both boxes, then we say geduli truma is aser, right? Because for sure I planted truma, right? That's what it said. Now, Reb Zeir B'Shem Reb Diya Barva, Hu Shazara Sashniya Ad Shalakasa Hari Shayim. This is true if I planted the second box, if we're talking about the case where one person did both boxes, so it's Osir. That's true if I planted the second box before I harvested that which grew from the first box. But if I planted the seeds of the first box, had it grow, then I harvested it. And then I took the second box, and I planted that, and harvested that, then it's okay. Then it's okay. The way he puts it, he says, it's a very interesting lashon. He says, "Who shazar sashniya achal katzar yishayna? Im zara sashniya misha katzar asar yishayna." But if you planted the second one after the first one was harvested, ein tolosh umuchubar, Nasu Hochiach. Detached and attached do not combine to demonstrate a definite truma presence in the field. Which is, it's an interesting idea here. What we're saying is that since you planted one, harvested it, once you harvested it, that becomes tolish. Now I go and I replant the second pot. Barrel, even though between the two barrels, for sure we have a truma here. But since this is mechubar and that's tolosh, ain tolosh mechubar nasu hochiach.
If I make the second batch tolosh, then they can't.
No. It's over. Totally over. It's over. We're over. Yeah. So he has it over here.
Does he have to plant it? What if he doesn't plant the second?
Well, then for sure, that's Pashat. That's the case in the Mishnah where it says, Beferish, if I planted one, it's Mutter. And if you planted the other one, it's Mutter. But if I planted both, it's Osir. When? If I planted them together. They have to ground is what's Mitzarif them. In other words, it's not the physical presence or the proximity to the person that's doing it that's the important factor here. It's the fact that they're both found in the ground at the same time. That's the point here. Right? Does he say this? Yeah, number 8. Since the seeds of the first and second boxes were never present in the field at the same time, It's like a case where the two boxes were planted by two different people. All right? Okay, now next. Now the next case. Rav Hanina Tirtoya B'Shem Rav Yanai. It's a very interesting name, Tirtoya. I don't know what it reminds me of. I'm thinking of, I don't know, what am I thinking of? What am I thinking of? Like when I say Tirtaya, what do you think of? Does it? What's the first thing that you think of? This is a psychology test.
Well, Tarti means two.
Yeah, Tirtaya
means junior.
I think of trois in French, which is three. Whatever.
I think of Aramaic.
Anyway, whatever. If I have an onion of truma that I plucked from the ground and replanted.
Why would you replant it?
I want to grow more onions. One onion can grow other more onions.
So he pulled it out.
He pulled it out.
And he separated
it. He made it truma.
And then planted five new.
And then he planted it back into the ground again.
Again,
he harvested some onions. He took truma and made one of the onions truma. Then he takes that truma onion, and instead of giving it to the Kohen the way he was supposed to, he puts it back in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Now the onion sprouts out and comes with more onions.
Mm-hmm.
That's straight case of gedulei truma.
Yeah.
Gedulei truma, that's the rule. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to take one of those onions, and you're going to replant one of those onions, which is going to be gidule gidulin. So it's two times removed, right? So that's the case. So the rule here is, mekivin sharav olav hachadash mutter. Once the new growth exceeds the original onion, right? So in other words, the original onion was what? Was the original onion that we're talking about here is gidule truma. Right. When I say original here, it means the one that's in the ground now. The one that's in the ground was gedulei truma. Now the stuff that grows is gedulei gedulin. As soon as the gedulei gedulin are more than the original amount, which is the gedulin, then it's mutter. That's what it says over here. Yeah, he says, the entire onion is no longer considered truma. It's permitted to non-kohanim. But it's tavel, like any new growth, and you have to take, trusa maisers. It's permitted in the sense that non-kohanim can eat it as a snack even before you took off trusa maisers. Okay. Yeah. He goes to a whole svar over here. The reason why he holds the new growth is normally us is because it's meduma. Okay, fine. If it decomposes, then it's 100% with without the rove. Hasav Rav Ze'era Vasninon, we learned in our Mishnah, it says, what? If you plant both boxes, so as Shazaro call motor. If the seed decomposes, then it's mutter. Davar shein zarei kol ha'aser. But if it's something where you have the original bulb, then it's aser. So if you had onions, which is bulb, then it's aser. Davar shezarei kol ha'mutter rabal v'chodesh. Because by definition, the new growth will exceed the planted seeds because the seeds decompose. So that's pashat that's mutter. The kavasa davar shein zara kol aser. So correspondingly, if something is not decomposed, it would be aser. Afal pi sharov olav hachadash, even though there's more, right? We said it's only when it decomposed that the rove caused it to be mutter. Right? Let's take a look at 15. Our Mishnah contrasting of seeds that do not compose with those that decompose, that indicates that in all other aspects the cases are the same. So just as the case of the seeds that decompose by definition refers to where new growths exceed the planted seeds, because obviously once they decompose there's nothing left obviously whatever's going to grow is going to exceed the original seeds. They don't even exist anymore. So just like there, it's Pashat that it's talking about where it's Rov. So two, in the case where it's Usser, where the original seed exists, like as in the case of bulbs, that would be Usser even in the case where the new growth is a Rov.
Why?
Because that's the Diyak of the Mishnah. It won't become Batal. Now, inasmuch as both the growths of Meduma and the growths of growths discussed by Kanina are not included in the Xerah Drabbanan of Gedulei Truma, the growths of both are nevertheless forbidden in the case of seeds that do not decompose. It must be that the law is the same for both. So according to Rav Chanina, who maintains a new plant of such seeds is prohibited only as long as the permitted new growths do not exceed the Truma growth. I wish we would say this a little simpler. Talks too much. According to Rav Chanina, who maintains that the new plant of such seeds is prohibited only as long as the permitted new growths do not exceed the Truma growth. Plant is grows in the door. I don't know what I'm reading over here. I don't know what it says over here. Sometimes it just confuses me. Okay, let me go back to the top. The kasha is very clear. We're comparing the din of the Mishnah, where it says that if it's rav olav, it's mutter. So that means when it's not decomposing, rav olav is also asar. So the Gemara answers Reb Zeira Kedate. Reb Zeira is going with Shitase, because Reb Zeira says in the name of Yonason, Batzel Shal Klayah Karim. If you have an onion of Klayim, right, where Batzel is you uproot the onion from the vineyard, and then you replant it outside the vineyard, right, because it became Osir, right? And the shear for that Batzel now will be 200. You have to have 200 times that onion to be moderate. So you went ahead and you uprooted it. Shaak Rosh Hashanah, you replanted it outside the vineyard. Afilo Hoisiv Kama, even if it had 200 times more growth, Osir it became, it's Osir. Why? She'ein Gidule Isser Malamis Isser. Something that was Osir to begin with, the stuff that grows from that Isser cannot be used to be Mevatel the Isser itself. So what's the front in that? Let's see.
So it's got to grow like 300 times?
No, it won't make a difference. Let's look at 18. According to Ron, and this is a Ron in the Dharm, growths from a prohibited root that does not decompose are considered an expansion of the prohibited root itself and thus forbidden in essence. In other words, we're not producing heter. If the ikar of a bulb was an Isser Hanah, what grows out of it is Viter and Isser Hanah, right? Tysus maintains that the new growths are per se permitted, but they don't have the power to nullify the prohibited root because it's considered a Davar Choshev, Legabe, the growths. And so it's not subject to Bittel. Okay, whatever. So you have the Machlokes Rishonim exactly what the Pshat and Reb Zeira is. Both the reasons are applicable in our Mishnah's case. The growths in the Meduma produce, and Rav Chanina's case, the growths of Truma growths, whose seed did not decompose. The new plant is forbidden, according to Rav Zeira, even if the new growths increase to the point they exceed the original prohibited planting. Right. So let's see. Let's try to understand what we're saying here at the end here. We've got Reb Chanina Tertaya B'Shem Reb Yanai. He said he was talking about an onion that was replanted. So he said, we learned that it was Gedulei Gedulin.
So therefore it's an extension of the original source. So the status of that onion doesn't change.
He said Gedulei Gedulin, once it grows, it's mutter. That's what he said, right? if you go back to Rav Chanina again, Rav Chanina to the time of Shem Rav Yana, he said if you have batzal shel truma shalakav v'shasli, kima shel rovel avacharesh is mutter. Once you have rov nu, it's mutter. Now we had a kasha. We said that if it's davar shein zarei kala, it's aser. So why isn't this going to be aser? So what's the answer?
It is aser according to Tataria.
Let's go over this again. We have the way the structure of this Gemara is. Let's just make sure how we do on time here. Okay, let's try this. Let's try to do it. See, this is we're having a little trouble here at the end. So you can bear with us.
I'm holding on.
What? You're holding on?
So I'm still there.
I'm going to try to go over it again. Maybe the second time will be a charm. Three times, maybe. So Rav Chanina said, let's just say it over quickly. Rav Chanina said, Hashem Rav Yanai said, if you have a batzel of truma that was gedula gedulin, once you have rov all of chodesh, it's mutter. Rav Zeira asked a question. It says in the Mishnah, es shezarei kola is mutter, but davar shein zarei kola is aser. And davar shezarei kola is a case of riboy. So if the davar shezarei kola is a case of riboy, so then the case of davar of zarei, which is not kola, is going to be aser,
right.
even if there's a riboy. That was the deal that we made.
That should be aser, right?
So, does the Gemara answer this question?
No.
The Gemara does not answer this question, right? No. Hence, according to Rav Chanina, right? Our Mishnah's ruling is contrary to Rav Chanina's ruling. Basically, right? So what is the Gemara remarking now? So the Gemara makes a remark. So what's the point of the remark?
It looks like it's a riot that Rav Chanina holds. It still holds its asa by the onion, and who's the other one?
In other words, so the Gemara is just commenting. Since it was Rav Zeira, right? That asked the question. On Rav Yanai,
this follows
his right. Shita that we see elsewhere. That's basically what the Gemara is doing, right? That Rav Zeira's Kedate, who he holds, then the case of Kloya Kerem, even though you replanted it outside the Kerem, regardless of how much it grows, it could be 200 times as much, would make a difference. It's still Aser. So you see from that.
Because it's not a seed, it's a
butzel. And it's a butzel, right? So that would be his shita, right? His shita. Let's learn that it's a double kosher. That's a simple way to do it. So since that original bulb is such a double kosher, so therefore, or it's.
I don't understand the lashon though. It says she'en gidulei isur vali mita isur. That's exactly what his point is that even if it's 200 times,
yes.
Because it's coming from the Zdei Kilayim,
right.
It's still Usur.
Right.
So what? So it should be.
No. He replanted it outside of the Kerem. We were very careful to say
right.
That.
So, yeah, but it retains its Usur status.
It's right. That's what it means. Gidulei Isur. The
no,
Gidulim.
But it says Ein Gidulei Isur Mali Matai. So it should be Gidulei Isur Mali Matai.
He holds its Usur.
But he says.
He's trying to tell us that the Gidulin are not going to be Mavatal the Iker. The Iker is going to remain Usur.
Oh, you're saying what comes out of it.
What comes out of it, it's a Gidul that came out of something that was Usur, will not be Mavatal the Iker and will remain Usur.
I understand, but it's the Lashon that I don't.
You don't like that Lashon? The Ron's Lashon, I think the way the Ron understands it, it's very good. The Ron said that the pshat is that growth from a prohibited root that does not decompose
right,
are considered an expansion of the prohibited root itself and are thus forbidden in essence.
Right.
So that's gidulei iser. It means that whatever grows out of that bulb is
iser.
Mamish iser. It's not like you have heter, which is rove over the bulb.
Right.
It came out of a result of an iser.
Never be
rebutted.
That's what he said.
Okay, guys. Thanks for helping me out there.